Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to spend a couple minutes right now with a reporter who covers Ohio State, both the football and the basketball program for Cleveland.com. Of course, the football program is what we've been talking about a lot tonight with the Urban Meyer suspension announcement earlier this week, the subsequent tweet with the apology in it to Courtney Smith and her family a couple of days later. And let's face it, the college football season being just a few days away, Ohio State has a game this coming Saturday against Oregon State. I want to talk about all that with our next guest. You can get him on Twitter at BillLandis25. Bill Landis joining me on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing tonight, Bill?
I'm good. Are you sure you don't want to talk about Ohio State basketball?
I'm positive. I don't want to talk about Ohio State basketball, but I appreciate you asking. It's been a big talking point on the show tonight. Obviously, Urban Meyer, the 3-game suspension, and I guess just Bill, just give us your sense with your readers, your audience. What's their feeling on the outcome here with all this in terms of the discipline for Urban Meyer?
It's mixed, as you would expect. I don't think that there was many Ohio State fans who were worried about Urban Meyer possibly being fired. And throughout this whole thing, there just didn't seem to be, you know, hard evidence that he could have been fired. Now, some stuff came out in the report, I think, that while I don't think it was quite grounds for termination, was probably a little maybe worse than we thought it would be. Not necessarily relating to the domestic abuse allegations against Zach Smith, but some of the other stuff. But Ohio State fans, I think sort of just like took whatever the resolution was, as long as Urban Meyer was the coach, because there was a strong prevailing feeling throughout the fan base that I could tell that they wanted him to stick around and thought he should have stuck around. I think some were hopeful that a quote-unquote time-served punishment would be on the table. From what I understand, that was never really a consideration. There was going to be some form of punishment for Urban Meyer beyond the paid administrative leave he was on for 3 weeks. So people are maybe can nitpick the decision a little bit, but overall, I think they're just relieved to know that this is over, I think, and that Urban Meyer will eventually be back with the team.
Is there any backlash over Urban Meyer's handling of this thing in its totality? And what I mean by that, Bill, is he lies at Big Ten Media Days, and then it gets revealed that he was lying by Brett McMurphy. And so then he's suspended and issues a statement that the school does not sanction. He does that on his own. And then he issues this kind of half-assed apology where he reads off a sheet of paper, doesn't apologize to Courtney Smith, and then tweets an apology 2 days later. It just seems like the whole thing's been very ham-handed by Urban Meyer. Has there been any backlash over that?
Definitely on the national scale. Here in Columbus, I think there's – look, people are excited to have their coach back, and I'm sure there's criticism of people on the outside who look at Ohio State fans and think that that's all they cared about this whole time is football. I would disagree with that characterization. I think there are people who understood the severity of this. And I think there are Ohio State fans who understand that while they're happy that this worked out in Ohio State's favor in the sense of Urban staying, that this whole thing could have been handled better, not beyond just what was happening behind the doors at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, but even the press conference. I think you could argue whether or not that was a good idea to have it that night, and that's not to make an excuse for Urban. It's just like from a PR standpoint, it was really blundered by Urban, by anyone who had a hand in deciding they were going to do a press conference that night and how they were going to handle it. And then Urban certainly could have chose his words better. And that's not the first time that we're in this situation, because he could have chose his words better at Big Ten Media Day. So I think people understand that the national backlash is certainly stronger than it is in Columbus. But people here aren't naive to the fact that Ohio State did not come out of this unscathed, and in resolving it, they could have handled it better.
Bill Landis, Cleveland.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. To that point, Bill, I think there's this cliched feeling that, oh, look, Urban Meyer, he's a made guy. He was able to get away with his 3-game suspensions, a slap on the wrist. He runs the show up there. He can get away with anything he wants to do. I don't know that I totally believe that, just based on Ohio State's history with firing legendary coaches. What's your sense on what Urban Meyer's leash is in terms of if something else were to come out, or, you know, related or unrelated to this Zach Smith situation?
I think it's shortened, certainly. I think he lost a lot in what you're able to trust him moving forward. Even if he didn't lie deliberately, which I guess was the findings of the investigation, he was clearly misleading in his comments at Big Ten Media Day, was a little tone deaf in what he said at the press conference on Wednesday, and there were some things in the report about the possibility that he was deleting text messages. At the very least, he set his phone settings to delete old text messages, whether that was in direct response to this or something he had done previously, that's still not something he should be doing. So I think he lost a lot of the benefit of the doubt, and that was the case when this whole thing started. It was just confirmed when we got the report. I don't think Urban Meyer is going to get fired at the drop of a hat the next time something bad happens, but I would agree with you. Like, I thought that anyone who thought that this was Urban Meyer calling the shots and that he decided and negotiated his punishment, I can say pretty definitively that that's just not true. This wasn't a negotiation. The board met with the intent of taking this seriously. And while maybe you think he should have been fired, I don't think there was anything they found that rose to that level, but they weren't just going to let it skate by and let Urban go coach his team the day after that meeting. They met with the intent of handing down appropriate punishments.
Bill, what was your reaction when you saw in the report that they alluded to memory issues that Urban had relative to medication he was taking in the past, that he had memory issues of details of certain events before? It seemed like a very odd thing to include in the report.
Yeah, I thought it was odd, too. He does have a bit of a medical history with brain cysts, I believe. This was before. Okay. I was covering a team, but he did have a minor procedure, I believe, in the spring of 2014 to remove a cyst on his brain that I think is something he's dealt with, I believe, since he was an assistant at Notre Dame. So he has some kind of medical condition, or had one, that I think could lend itself to that. But I don't know his medical history in and out. I thought that was a weird thing to include, too. But I'm not going to say it's completely bogus because I don't know the guy's medical history.
Sure. Yep. Gotcha. Bill Landis joining me on CBS Sports Radio talking Ohio State and Urban Meyer. Is there a concern, Bill, that this could affect Ohio State on the recruiting trail? And I asked that in the previous segment. I raised the point that a lot of these kids that Urban Meyer recruits, these five-star athletes, come from single-parent homes where the parent is the mother or the grandmother. A lot of them come from a background where they've been domestically abused before. I don't know that the entirety of Ohio State Nation is understanding the potential ramifications on the recruiting trail. Do you buy into that there could be some troubles on the recruiting trail based on not just the mistruths that Urban was having an issue with, but specifically the transgressions of the person who he may have been harboring in his program?
Yeah, I think you'd be naive to not think that something would happen. I think they have 15 commitments in the class of 2019, and they have another handful in 2020. And out of all those guys, they've only lost one, which I was a little surprised by. I thought maybe they'd lose a couple more. They haven't lost any. I've talked to some of the recruits, and my understanding is that Ohio State's done a very good job of being clear with these guys and letting them know what the deal was. I think there was always optimism that Urban would be back. So I don't know. I don't know how much. I think it'll come up a little bit, but I don't think it's going to have a transformative impact on Ohio State's recruiting. Urban Meyer is one of the greatest college football coaches ever. He's one of the best recruiters ever. He's got a great staff. It's a hurdle they'll have to get over, and certainly people will use this against them in recruiting because that's the way things go. But at the moment, I don't think Ohio State's in a position where this could drastically alter the trajectory that Urban Meyer had the program on.
How is the Ryan Day era going in Columbus?
I wish I knew. We're not allowed to talk to anybody. We have an interview with Ryan Day tomorrow morning. Ryan Day and Greg Schiano are going to speak for the first time since all this happened. So what I've heard is that it's good. It's kind of been business as usual. Ryan Day is acting head coach, is like not making wholesale changes. It's still running mostly the way things would have run had Urban been around. I think Ryan Day handles the offense. Greg Schiano handles the defense. But then there are, like, Ryan Day probably sits at the head of the table during team meetings, and he addresses the team before and after practice. But I think it just sort of went along without the presence of Urban Meyer, and the practices are scripted. They handled it the way they would have otherwise. And I thought there was a chance that Ryan Day would maybe use this as some kind of audition because he's an up-and-coming head coach, and if Ohio State does well while he's serving as acting head coach, that could benefit him. But I don't think he approached it that way. I think he just said, I'm the offensive coordinator, And then whatever, you know, meetings I have to lead, I'll do that. But not much changed.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, they've really only got to get through the next 6 days, and then it's just getting through the games, right? You know, it's because Urban's back in the building after September 1st.
Yeah, so his suspension is through the 2nd, so I'm guessing that means he'll be back in the building on the 3rd, that Monday.
Right.
And then he can coach practice, he can help him game plan. I think he can recruit. I don't know that definitively, but I'm pretty certain he can start recruiting again. He just won't be on the sideline. So, and I don't think whether he's on the sideline matters when you're playing Oregon State and Rutgers in the first 2 weeks. But it could matter when they play TCU in that 3rd week. After this first game against Oregon State, it's going to be nearly back to normal.
Did it surprise you? You mentioned TCU. Last question before I let you go. Did it surprise you that the suspension included the TCU game? It's one of the harder – it's certainly their hardest out-of-conference game on the schedule, and it's one of their probably 3 or 4 hardest games overall on the schedule, and it's not in Buckeye Stadium. It's in Texas.
It did not surprise me. It surprised me because I wasn't certain he was going to get any suspension, but once they decided they were going to do that, it didn't surprise me because I think that game was included to make a statement. If it was just Oregon State and Rutgers, then you can criticize, well, they're bringing him back for the important game. I think that was by design to make sure he's not on the sideline against the team that is, like you said, the best non-conference opponent they play in a game that could have playoff ramifications.
Yeah, no question. At Bill Landis 25 is where you can follow him for continued coverage of the Ohio State saga. Cleveland.com. At Cleveland.com is the Twitter handle for his employer. That's Cleveland.com. Bill Landis joining me here. He covers Ohio State for Cleveland.com. Bill, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday night. Season's almost here, so go ahead and enjoy it. Looking forward to talking to you down the road.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.